People are pouring out of Ukraine as Russia rains missiles down on the country and ground forces push toward Kyiv. The refugees number in the hundreds of thousands and are heading to Poland, Hungary, and beyond. Katerina Babkina is one of them. She is a poet, playwright, and fiction writer based in Kyiv. And after the Russian invasion began, she fled to the Polish border, like so many others. We spoke with her yesterday as she sat in line at a border crossing, inching slowly along. She said the cars were backed up some 10 miles, and it would be many more hours before she could cross into Poland.
I'm in the car with my mom, who is 60-something, and my daughter, who is 1 year old. And that's the reason why I decided to go, not to stay, because I'm kind of useless and helpless with a small child on my hands. And for now, I've been driving for 29 hours. And still have to wait to cross the border. But it's all right, you know, nobody's bombing me right now. I'm not dead. My house is not burning. I mean, my house probably is burnt already in Kyiv. I have no information on that. I did not check. But I feel safe at least. So that's already a lot.
So it's just, you're just crawling there, waiting for your chance to cross.
Yes, and you know, it's so cute, local people come and bring hot drinks and some food and offer, you know, if you need some boiled water to prepare the food for the babies, they bring the boiled water, or they can bring you pretty much everything you need, because me and alongside with all the other people, we have very random set of belongings on us, because I was not picking up stuff to leave the country, you know. I was just taking something to go to the bomb shelter for the night or two. And then under bombs, we realized it's probably better to drive away. And we tried and we managed to.
How did you make the decision about leaving? I mean, you said you were in a shelter for a while and then you decided to go. How did you make that decision?
Very difficult to describe, you know, because everybody was talking like for 2 weeks that something gonna happen, or it's not gonna happen, or it's gonna happen. I didn't believe. Nobody believed. Like, still, it sounds impossible for me. And then at 6 o'clock in the morning, my friend called me and told me, okay, it had started. And I opened my phone and I saw the rockets all over the Kyiv sky and everything. So we just took whatever we had and had driven to the place where a friend of mine recommended me, another woman I don't even know, but she reads my books. So she invited us over to her bomb shelter. That's a new politeness, you know, invite your favorite writer to your bomb shelter. We spent the night there, and in the morning, because she has two grown-up sons, and they were staying for signing up for the military, and she took their girlfriends and the mother of one of the girlfriends, and she told, I'm gonna take them to the border. Are you joining with the second car? And they were like, well, yeah, okay, let's go. And at the moment we decided to go, they started bombing again. So we were living like literally under bombs. You act like an animal, you know. I have no idea how do you decide something in this situation. You just do. You close your eyes and you do, and you try to help other people on the way, and that's it.
You said like an animal. You mean like instinct?
Yes, probably. The tricky thing is that I don't even have the proper vocabulary to talk about these things, and I just realize that it's not about my English. It's rather that I just don't have the vocabulary to talk about these things in any language.
Do you know what you're going to do once you get to Poland, where you're going to go?
Yes, I'm the lucky one. I have a lot of organizations ready to help me and to host my family. And also, the last year I got the Angelus, the Central European Award, which comes alongside with the residentship in Literature House of Wrocław. It's in Poland as well. And you stay there for 3 months. You get the salary, the apartment, and you are supposed to sit there and write. So I was planning to come in August, but when we started moving from Kyiv, I wrote to the chief of the Treasure House of Wroclaw, asking him, what if I arrive a little bit earlier? And he told me that, yeah, I'm welcome there to start my residency just any second I arrive. And then I have no idea, because it's not really clear how long the war gonna last.
I don't know what kind of a headspace you're in, but do you feel like you'll be able to write?
Yes, but I suppose I'm gonna write a lot for medias, like essays and the columns and chronicle to explain what is going on and what was going on before. But yeah, I'm gonna be able to write, of course. This is something that needs to be written about.
Well, I hope you make it safely across the border soon, and I just hope that you stay safe and there are no words, like you said. Thank you so much for talking with us again.
Thank you very much, too. Thank you.
That's writer Katerina Babkina from Kyiv.